Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello, hello, hello. Are you here? I was like, wait, Bree's not with us anymore.
No longer here.
We're back, and it's only been a week, so you're welcome again.
Bitches, we told you so.
Yep, so here we are in your phones. Only iPhones, because we are bad and haven't figured out how to put it out to Stitcher yet.
What is Stitcher?
It's what people with Android...
Oh, yeah, because my coworker
can't listen to us?
No, and I've told him to, and...
He could listen on SoundCloud.
Oh, yeah, that's what I told him to do. He's like, I just don't think he wants to listen. Yeah. That's really what it comes down to.
I just think he sounds uninterested.
Yeah, I just don't think he cares.
Okay, so, holidays are done. Normal life is presuming. It's award season.
It is.
And I've loved... Okay, so, this is just, like, what's happened recently, but I... we have cable, and the only reason we do is for, like, Jake watches football, but I love, like, award shows.
So do I.
We keep wanting to... I want to get rid of it, because it's expensive.
Well, why don't you just get an antenna?
Yeah, but it's, like, I don't know. It just... The idea of getting a whole new... You know what I mean? It's just, like, this is just easy.
Yeah.
And so, every time I, like, think about canceling, it's like, oh, but this award is coming up.
Well, yeah, and then, like, Grays...
Right, and, like, I didn't... What you went through on the day of the Golden Globes, I did not...
It was pretty stressful.
Yeah.
I kept quiet to myself that I was stressing out, but Johnny K was, like, trying to stream it for me because I don't have an antenna, I don't have cable, but we didn't do it soon enough for where, like...
It had started.
Yeah, and he was still... He figured it out, and it was great, and I'm so thankful, and I kept telling him, like... Honey, if it doesn't work, I'm gonna be fine. As I'm, like, shaking inwardly, like, oh, god damn it. I really would have been fine. I was like, I'll just watch the recaps.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, I like the Golden Globes, but I have loved the Oscars. So, like, if I would have missed the Golden Globes, I would have been sad. But, like, if it was the Oscars, I would have been really, really upset.
I feel like, though, because of, and if you don't live in America, which some of you don't, like... It was so cool, this one, because all of the women and men, like, wore black, like, right. For the solidarity for the Me Too.
Time's Up.
Time's Up. That's what it was. Sorry.
Yeah.
I just thought that was, like, the red carpet.
Except for that one person who wore red. Who was that?
Was it a woman?
Yeah.
Is she
super
Indian?
Awkward. Is she? I don't know.
I think she's, like, I feel like there was not a reason. Like, there was something.
I feel like there was someone who wore red that was not.
Who didn't wear black to the Golden Globes. But yeah, it was so cool and it was so great because the, like, chat on the red carpet was so, like, it would tell the interviewers were probably, I mean, they were probably totally prepped, but, like, they would ask them about one thing and then it would, like, turn into the conversation, which was great. Oh, yeah, there are a couple people. I don't know where the list is. But and anyways, but yeah, I just thought it was real cool.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this red, I see it with, like, her boobs out.
Yeah.
An actress.
Like, why would you do that?
This is the person I was thinking of.
No.
She's the president of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. Oh. Which, why? I don't know. But she is part of her culture. That's what she says.
So. Oh.
Well, but anyways. But yeah, it was just so fun. And also I just felt very involved. And Seth Meyers, I just love him, so that was
great.
See,
I still haven't watched his opening
thing. That's what you need to watch. It was so good.
Because I missed that. Oprah's speech. I sobbed.
I couldn't stop. I couldn't let myself because I wanted to keep, like, listening. You know what I mean? Like, it was beautiful. And it was just so, like, talk about a well-thought-out speech. Like, she put so much time into that.
Yeah.
And
I'm sure
just,
she had help, too.
She's just the queen.
Oh, she is queen.
Especially, like, when they play the montage beforehand. So when, like, I forgot, like, all that she's done.
Oh, she's done so much, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, she started in a little Chicago newsroom, right?
I forgot that she, like, was in movies, though. Like, I don't know brain, like, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
But that was amazing.
So that was, yeah, that was really...
And Lady Bird won a bunch of awards, which we both loved.
Ah, yeah. So I just recently saw 3 Billboards outside of Ebbing, Missouri.
Ooh, how was it? I want to see it so bad.
So good.
Okay, good.
So good. So Johnny Kay's response to it was... He felt like the plot was, like, kind of all over the place.
Uh-huh.
And I disagreed. But I was like, yeah, but I think that was kind of... Anyway, he liked it. I said, from 1 to 10 scalpels, what would you give it? And he said he would give it an 8. So that's okay. Pretty high rating. Gave it a 9 scalpels. Yeah. So,
ooh, I'm excited.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
I laughed, at how Lady Bird won Best Actress and Best Motion Picture, but not Best Director. She wasn't nominated.
Oh, she wasn't nominated, was she?
No, that's when Natalie Portman did the thing where, like, these are the all-male nominees.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Yes, because her...
I wonder if she'll be nominated for an Oscar.
I don't know. I hope so.
Well, between... So, didn't 3 Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri, that won Best Picture for Drama, right?
Yep, yep.
Well, and so Lady Bird won for Comedy.
Musical.
Well, I bet they'll both be up for an Oscar, and there's, you know, no genre thing there.
Right.
And so... We both talked about it. And
what do you think?
We both think Lady Bird should win.
Yeah.
It will definitely be up for Best Picture. It has to be.
Yeah. Also, there were some great tweets. Like, though, I only really get on Twitter when award shows are happening because it is fire. Like, the things people are saying, it's so good. And one of, like, the host of MuggleCast had tweeted, so when Guillermo del Toro was, like, he won Best Director in the music, and he was like, please.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. And then it stopped. The guy was like... So that's as easy as it is. You just have to ask for it to stop. But did you notice it didn't cut off one woman? They
left.
I thought that was pretty cool. I'm trying to just like scroll through this, see what else.
How did you feel about, I thought with Big Little Lies, that like their same, like the people who were in the cast together were nominated for the same award. Like, I knew they would have to be. Wouldn't that be really hard?
It would be a little bit, but I think they, like, probably beforehand were like, we are...
Oh, I'm sure they're super supportive, but, like, inwardly, privately, you'd be like, fuck, man, I wanted to win.
Right, right. Also,
so happy Laura Dern won.
Yeah,
she's
incredible.
I love Laura Dern.
Also, though, the thing about, like, no man mentioned the Time's Up thing for their acceptance speech. Not one of them. None of the winners.
I think someone...
Sterling K. Brown did a great thing about how the part was written, like...
Yeah, but I think someone did.
No, there's, like, plenty of articles about it. No one mentioned it, except Seth Meyers, which is crazy.
Well, I wonder, though,
Do they feel like it's not their, thing to say? But I think it would have been nice if they would have, like...
Recognized
it? Yeah. I don't know. I'm very torn how I feel about it. I will say that I heard, which this is like my dream dinner, so James Franco, who won for Disaster Artist, and had the real guy come up when he was like, no, 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 and he tried to talk. Funny. That was great. But he, the night before, organized like a dinner for all of the nominees of any of the male, like men, whatever ones, and there was no press. Like, it was just a good, so that they could all just like be friends and
know
that it's not about like winning, and then he won.
Did you hear about the allegations against him?
No, I don't want, oh no.
He says they're not true, but some people tweeted some shit to him about like when he won, like about him sexually.
That's a real bummer.
Yeah, if it's...
Is no one...
I know!
Like, there's always those things, it's like, please let Tom Hanks not be...
No, seriously.
Like, I can't take it.
Dude, it's...
All of the hits on Kevin Spacey in the monologue, which you will have to watch, like, which, like, rightly so, but I'm just like, I used to love Kevin Spacey.
I know,
like,
dude.
Just everything is ruined.
Well,
oh, I need to see I, Tonya, also. Just putting that out there. The figure skating.
I thought it was Tonya. Is it Tonya?
Well, oh, it's Tonya. Sorry. It's T-O-N. Like, my brain read it as Tonya. Yeah.
Yeah, I really want to see that.
Fucking need to see that.
Yeah. You just saw a movie.
I just saw Greatest Showman Ever.
Was it good?
Ever? Or is it just like...
I don't know. I don't know.
It was really good. I would say, like, gave me Moulin Rouge vibes.
Okay.
The music and choreography definitely, like, makes it incredible. The storyline, like, I feel like they put so much effort into the music and choreography that, like...
There's no storyline.
Like, there is, but it just all happens very quickly. You're like, oh, wait, they're in love? How did they fall in love?
It's kind of like Moulin Rouge.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, so if you take it, if you like aren't looking for plot, you know, like, but just, it was so entertaining. A lot of times I felt like it was Les Mis because just Hugh Jackman just singing, like whenever he does, I'm just like, Javert.
Yeah.
Or no. Yeah. Is that his name? No, that's the other guy.
No, he's Jean Valjean.
Jean Valjean. Okay.
That's, I want to get a second cat and name it that.
Yes. But yeah, so it was awesome. And Zac Efron, like, can do no wrong. Like, he's just a beautiful man, and he's dancing and singing again, which there's a great meme that's like, all Zac Efron's life, he's been trying to prove that he's more than just who he was in High School Musical. It was like, but here he is in front of me, dancing and singing on my television, and he's epic. Like,
he's
just a beautiful man and just got these dance moves.
Oh, I want to see it.
Yeah.
Maybe that will be my next one.
I would go again.
Exactly. I would say you definitely need to see...
Three. How many billboards?
Three billboards. Okay. How many are there? The other one, it was
water,
a toss-up. So. Yeah, we were going to either see that, but that was at 8:15, and I'm trying to go to bed kind of early, and it was a work night, so we went at 7 to showing. But honestly, I'm really happy we saw that one instead.
And I didn't... Oh, Handmaid's Tale took it home also, which I haven't finished. Yeah.
Dude!
Did you know she's a Scientologist? Elizabeth Moss?
Well, that makes me feel differently.
I know. I found that out.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
Wow.
Sorry. Just dropped that.
Ruined some things for me.
But I wanted Marvelous Mrs. Or I haven't seen that, but now I feel like I need to. Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. It's like an Amazon show, but it won a bajillion things. I have Amazon. I do too.
Dude, Amazon, guys, listeners, if you didn't ever catch up with this, because I never did, has all the seasons of Downton Abbey on there.
Oh, yeah, which I stopped watching after someone passed away.
Well, because also it was like hard to access.
Right.
And now they're all on there. So I'm on, there's 6 seasons, I think. I'm on season 5, almost finished.
Oh.
I am pleased. I am so pleased.
On my time hop, I'm pretty sure it was today, there was like a tweet that I said years ago, like whenever I was into watching that show, and it was something like, I wish the Downton Abbey theme song would play when I'm like walking to my house or something.
Dun, dun, dun,
wait, how does it?
Dun, 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 dun,
the dog.
Dun, dun,
isn't it like a dog?
Na, 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 na,
yes, yes.
It's so good.
Yeah. Also, reading my time hop is just, I'm so, it was award season because it's like, I love Helen Mirren. McGonagall wins. Like, you can tell that I'm just like, oh yeah, can the Downton Abbey theme song play anytime I walk somewhere?
So good.
5 years ago today.
That must have been up for...
What, Downton Abbey?
Yeah.
Oh, back in the day, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy that...
Because what's her name with, like, she won Best Actress for her, like...
Who?
Lady Mary's...
Oh, yes.
Woman. And the storyline... I don't want to ruin Downton Abbey for people. I guess it's been out for a million years. So, like, if you haven't seen it, fuck you. I haven't seen it, but finished it. But Lady Mary's, like, woman... What are they called? Like, they're maids, but they're not called maids.
We'll call her a handmaid. Am I getting them confused?
She gets raped. And so her acceptance speech, remember, was, like, how she had, like...
Yes, so many
people had written to her that they, like... Her story was so empowering to them, and they'd been raped, and yeah.
Yeah, no.
And now here we are with Time's Up.
Here we are. There was a funny, I guess I thought I was trying to look for my funny thing, but...
How did you feel about the fashion? I mean, it was all black, but I wasn't really impressed with anyone's dresses. I wasn't like, wow.
I wonder if it's because they were all black, though.
But I really like black.
But it's like less... You don't like... Oh, well, actually, well, I loved... Let's just shout out to everyone's afros.
Oh,
Viola Davis.
So beautiful.
And then the chick in This Is Us, she plays like Richard or whatever, Sterling K. Brown's wife.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She looked incredible.
Who had like the see-through dress?
I don't know.
Shoot, I can't remember. Rock and Bod.
I also want to talk about, really quickly, it's like another great pop culture reference, I would say. So, trending on Twitter the other day was #BlackHogwarts.
Okay.
And it was, like, people tweeting the best, most creative things as if Hogwarts was like an all black academy, let's call it. And even J.K. Rowling was like, because someone tweeted her like, are you seeing this? And she was like, yes, and I am laughing hysterically. I just want you all, if you are at all a Harry Potter fan or even like you like the movies, go to Twitter, search hashtag Black Hogwarts and just scroll through and enjoy your
name
life.
One.
I feel like you have, they're all like gifts, so I can't like describe it. We will look afterwards, but like it's so great. It's just so great. I'm getting back into Twitter, you guys.
I want to be a part of Twitter.
You can. I don't really tweet. I just follow people.
Okay.
You can do it. Don't follow the On Call Room. We don't really ever tweet anything.
Have we ever?
We have.
You, but, meaning you.
Yeah.
Because I obviously haven't.
But we stopped the day we started.
Well, but, maybe that's how I should get back into tweeting.
Yeah, there you go. You could be that. That could be your alias.
Yeah.
Also, just really quick before we get into...
Except we just gave it away.
Oh, that's true. before we get into the episode, just a reminder of our Patreon. We talked a lot about it last week, so I don't want to go on. But if you go to patreon.com/theoncallroom, you can donate and you can be a co-host and you can get some sweet shit, get some bonus material.
Sweet shit. And you can be a co-host. You don't have to live around us. We will not be flying you out.
What if everyone thought we're flying them? We are not flying you. We will be calling you via Skype, which is still a thing.
So.
But yeah, so check it out and help support us. And
can you do Skype on your phone?
Yeah, it's an app.
Oh, cool.
You can also, well, you not anymore, AOL Instant Message. I downloaded it because it was deleted December 21st. Why I know the date, I just
do. Oh, right. They, like, finally said goodbye to it, right?
Right. But so.
As
but,
we go on,
when they
we remember
when they
all the times we had together. You can't start that without stopping it.
As our lives change.
As our lives change.
Vitamin C.
Yeah, I remember in fifth grade, all of us girls huddled in a, and we sang that song together.
There was a moment, I remember being in Kristen's car, driving, like, after high school, and that song came on, and we were crying. It was, like, senior year, and we were,
it's hard.
We were roommates in college. Like, what? Like, there was, I don't understand.
And now you live a block away from each other.
Yeah, it was just, you know, just change.
Oh, change, man.
Yeah, so.
It's hard.
It is hard. So anyways, I don't know. Do you have any else thing to say about Patreon?
Else things?
Elsa things?
Elsa
Frozen
things?
Or movies?
Thanks to anyone.
Or shows?
Who donates? We
That's
love
it.
You.
We love you.
Do I have anything else to say? I got new dance clothes for Christmas.
They're killer. I really love them.
Yeah. Abby has the same exact ones.
Brie got how many pairs of black boots did you get for Christmas?
Four. Four pairs, guys, and I love them all.
Just describe them in a quick, like, boom, boom, boom.
Okay, two of them are ASOS. One is a rounded toe, one is a pointed toe, both block heels. Then I got Dansko's. They're a nice clog, but they got a wood bottom.
Yep.
They're black. And then I got the Swedish boots.
Trentone.
That Abby also has, that they're like a short rain boot, but they have fur on the inside, so you can wear them in the winter and your feet don't freeze, and they're fucking great.
Do you wear those a lot?
I wear them to work every day, and then I take them off, and I put my Dansko's on.
So you bring... a bag of shoes.
Pretty much. I also have flats at work if I want to wear those.
Ah.
I just keep those there.
That's smart. Mm-hmm. Those are comfy though, aren't they?
Oh yeah, they're really comfy. Now that I've broken them in, they were a little, you know, you gotta...
I want Dansko to sponsor us because I only wear like shoes now for orthopedic things.
Yeah, like I'm over wearing shitty shoes.
Yeah, life is too short.
Yeah. I will only wear Dansko's from now on.
I don't know why shitty shoes made me think of Billy's, the bar here in Grand Rapids. It's probably because I
used to work there because it was shitty.
But like, I would love a night to go to Billy's sometime.
Let's go tonight.
Doesn't that sound fun?
I would love to go to Billy's tonight.
I just want to sit there by the candles.
Yeah, and just drink dollar
cheap
strohs.
Drinks. Oh, beer?
Stroh's and High Life, yeah. That's on Sunday nights. I haven't been to Billy's in so long. Actually, recently on my time hop.
Oh, yes.
When I was working at Billy's, there was a status that I wrote that said, hip hop night at Billy's is going to be my purgatory. So bad. I remember that day. And it was just like terrible freestyle hip hop rap, like local.
Yeah.
Up on the stage and like... not many people there. So not making any money. And it was just like, fucking kill me. This is so bad.
I mean, I feel like you kind of cursed that to yourself now. Like, if you end up in a
purgatory,
that's what it will be.
That.
I wonder what my purgatory will be. I think mine will be trying to
Spiders.
Organize. Oh.
No, that's hell.
My laundry room. Yeah, that's hell. That's my hell. Yeah. Maybe my purgatory is trying to organize. Or I know, it's a wedding party bus. With like a bunch of drunk people and I am sober.
Yeah, and you can't seem to get...
That is, and yeah, that's my, and it's shitty lighting and like,
and it's forever.
And it's so loud.
Yeah. You're just waiting for it to be over.
Wow. I hope I don't end up there.
Yeah.
That might also be my hell. I don't know.
Straight to heaven.
Put some spiders on that bus and you got it.
You.
Actually, I would prefer spiders over stink bugs. That's how crazy I am.
Boo! Boo!
Spiders don't fly.
Neither.
Stink bugs dodge at your head.
Spiders can fly.
Okay, but the ones in my house don't. They just...
Spiders
jump. I thought you were just looking at the corner, and I instantly...
No.
You glanced at that, and I was like, no, no, no.
Well, I get all creeped out by these drop ceilings.
Yeah, but they're stuck. They don't, like...
You can't push them up.
No.
Because my apartment has drop ceilings, and, like, a spider came down from one, right. And I was like, fuck that.
No, I know. These were just repainted.
So, what does that matter?
I don't know. Sealed them in. Except for that spot right over there.
Yeah, what's going on over there?
I don't know, actually. That actually makes me nervous. Why is that like that? Is it paranormal?
Oh my god, paranormal activity.
Okay, look at the... Okay, like, sometimes when I can creep myself out, like right now, that lamp creeps me out. Like, why is it... It's like it is moving towards us.
So we're in Abby's basement, and there's this, like, side part of the room that has nothing in it.
I'm gonna take a photo.
Except for a lamp. A floor lamp. It's awkwardly turned. Like, it has no business being there. No business.
Well, it's there because mood lighting. I actually don't know why it's there. Right. Maybe I didn't put it there.
It has no business.
Actually, I'm really creeped out right now because one of those is in my office. And
what?
I don't remember having two of them.
What if it walked itself downstairs? Or the ghost took it downstairs?
Is this the same lamp? Like, is it following me?
What if it's cloning itself?
Oh my god. Next time I come down here, there's going to be two. I'm going to do that just to freak you out. I'm going to put the other one down here.
Wait, but I thought there was only one.
Well, I guess there's two. Now there's two.
Oh my god.
Thought is I should put that one upstairs because it's a really nice lamp.
Well, yeah, there's no point.
There probably was a point. I don't know what it was.
I don't know either.
Anyways. Well.
Okay.
Should we go on? This intro is actually long. I feel like what has happened to us. Okay, let's get into it.
Okay.
This one's called Superstition.
Very superstition. Writings on the wall.
Is that the song?
I don't. I would think
that song
so.
I thought was called Super... Oh.
Superstition.
I thought it was superstitious. So is the song saying very superstitious or stition? What does the song say?
Very superstitious.
Oh, okay.
But then superstition.
Okay. Do you know who sings that?
Yes, Stevie Wonder.
Oh, yeah, duh. That's a wedding song. Let's see if you're right. I'm just going to check now. You're right.
Did it.
The bump, bump, that sound makes me think of when 98 Degrees sang a song with Stevie Wonder for Mulan. Yeah. It starts literally the same. Like, here, wait, I'm going to pull it up. It's, like, whatever that bump, bump, that instrument is, how would I search it? Like, 98 Degrees and 98 Degrees. All right, here we go. What was it called? It was on Mulan.
True to your heart.
True to your heart. Oh, they were in. They did Circle of Life. Give me just one night. Oh yeah. So I'll just search "True to Your Heart." True.
That'd probably be easier.
Your heart. Oh yeah, I found it. Here, listen, everyone. Oh wait. Here we go. Here he comes. That was good. That was good.
I love that you mimed a harmonica. With
it
one
is,
hand.
You know, it's pretty amazing that he was so good at harmonica.
He still is. He's still alive.
There was a meme I saw of him today. It's gone around where it was like a quote that he said. It was like, I'm really glad, like, I got to do something with Prince the last time that I saw him. And they're like, saw? Question mark.
Terrible.
I know.
He's the king.
Is he?
No.
Okay.
But he's pretty good.
Oh, here. I'm going to start this episode with an opening question. Are you superstitious?
My first note was, do you have any superstitious things you do?
Well, let's talk about it.
Shall we? And I was like,
I asked you first.
I don't. Well, I mean, if you call, like, healing crystals and horoscopes superstitious, then yes.
Horoscopes, maybe. Like astrology.
Yeah, but it's not superstitious, guys. There's a lot of fucking science behind it.
Okay. So that's what a superstitious person would say. No, I agree. I agree with that. I like to agree. Like, I like to think astrology.
Yeah, but I don't do anything where I, like, have to, like, knock on.
Like, I've traveled on Friday the 13th. I've flown multiple times on Friday the 13th.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
Usually by accident.
Because, like, all of the things that, like, people would maybe think are superstitious, I believe to be actually true.
Like what?
Like, things like your energy being different on a full moon.
Oh, yeah, I believe that is true also.
Yeah, Johnny K doesn't.
Oh.
But if
you can have him talk to my mom.
Well,
Trevor has bad days on full moons.
Does he? Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing, because the moon affects the tide, and it's like, well, that's the tides. We're fucking 90% water. So yeah. If we can pull a fucking ocean,
yeah.
Then it can affect us yeah. as well.
Ooh, that's a good argument. You got that one.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
See, like, Jake and his mom are really superstitious.
Like, about what?
So, I'm trying to think of the things. Like, I don't know if... I feel like I don't want to share Beth's. Like, it's not my place. Some of the, like, weird things, little things she does.
Yeah.
But Jake, like, maybe it's actually, like, OCD.
Well, I think,
because he has to lock a car 3 times. Like, and it annoys me because OCD. Mine... beeps once when it is, like, whatever, and then it makes, if you get to a certain point, it makes the loudest, like, it does this little beep, beep, and that's all you need. But he goes beep, beep, and then it goes, like, bah, 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 like, and I'm like, it was locked 3 times ago. So he does that 3 times. What are they super, there's, like, the two of them, like, they've...
together, yeah. Like, have mm-hmm. created a thing.
Right, right. I know Beth, like, touches these pictures on the wall of, like, Jake and I or something, like, people before she leaves the house.
She's interesting.
Like, yeah, maybe she's blessing me.
Probably, I would say so.
I like to think so.
But yeah, like, I can't think of, like, because I was trying to think of something I did.
Right. Common superstitions.
Like
beginner's luck. Okay, I kind of believe in beginner's luck. Every time I play a game.
Tossing salt, if you spill salt.
I've done that, but I never knew why.
Spilling salt is bad, so you toss it over your shoulder.
I like passing black cats. I'm always like, hey, what's up? I guess I knock on wood. Like,
yeah, I'll do that.
But I thought this... careful with that mirror. What is that? Oh, don't drop a mirror.
Yeah. Don't walk under ladders.
666. Isn't that just the devil's number?
Yes, that is.
Find a penny, pick it up.
All day long. Oh, that was in this episode. Find a penny, pick it up. Who? All day long. The OCD guy. He kept saying
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I guess those. But I feel like that's just because I've heard those.
Right. Like, do people really have those things?
I don't know. Oh, bad luck to open an umbrella indoors. I think it's just rude.
It's also just, like, difficult to
also,
get
my
out
dog
the door,
is
then.
Really afraid of umbrellas. So I think that's maybe someone had a dog and they were like, whoa, your
don't
dog
do
will
that.
Eat you if it does that. Walking under a ladder. Yep, that just seems that not safe.
Right.
Broken mirrors, the salt thing, knock on wood. I'm going through this. The black cat. Hang a horseshoe on your door with the open end up for good luck.
Okay, yeah, I think.
Number 13, being unlucky. Finding a four-leaf clover. Wishing upon a shooting star. I barely ever see shooting stars, so when I do, I'm like, I gotta make a wish.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
Holding your breath while passing a cemetery. That is just fun to do.
Oh, or don't...
under a bridge or
don't
something?
Don't sometimes people hit the ceiling, too?
Yeah.
What's that about?
I think under a bridge.
Oh, but you know what my family did every time they passed a cemetery was they said a Hail Mary. Yeah, we didn't hold our breaths. We
every
said a
time?
Hail Mary. Yeah. Yeah, you're praying for all the dead souls
wow.
in purgatory that didn't make it to heaven.
Putting hats
who
on
are listening to hip hop night in purgatory. That is who you're praying for.
So that they can escape.
Yeah, so they can get to their
putting
final...
hats on a bed is bad luck.
What?
I've put my hat on a bed. Bad spirits live in people's hair and therefore in their hats as well. That freaks me out.
It's fucked up.
Putting candles on a birthday cake?
Why is that bad?
Why do they make us do that? Oh, maybe that's good luck. It's lucky.
And not doing it.
It's lucky for a bride to see a chimney sweep on her wedding day.
What?
In 1066, King William was about to be run over by a carriage, but was saved by a passing chimney sweep. The king invited him to his daughter's wedding, and chimney sweeps are still to be seen to be lucky this day. Maybe because they don't exist. And if you are, then you are in Mary Poppins.
You are in, or you're on some serious drugs.
Also, seeing the bride on the wedding day is bad luck. That, or before, that's false. I do that. And if that's true, I've given 28 couples bad luck every year. Carrying the bride over the threshold.
What is the threshold?
Oh, that's like basically to the bed, like entering her new home. Like, you should, that is old school. I'm a fucking feminist.
Yeah, badass. I can walk. Thank you. I'll carry you.
A how about that? Get on my foot, back. Bird droppings on your head for good luck. That's one way of looking at it. If a bird shits on your head,
you're like, this is good luck.
Wearing the wedding ring on the fourth finger of the left hand. What?
That's where you're supposed to wear it, isn't it?
Oh, that is the fourth. Yeah, I was thinking.
Why is that?
I wasn't counting my...
What is that, bad luck?
No, it's good luck.
Which, well, that's just what, being married.
Lighting 3 cigarettes with 1 match.
Oh, that's cool.
Have you ever done that before?
No. That's cool.
Placing shoes on the table? Years ago, a miner died when his shoes were placed on a table. Step on a crack, break your mother's back.
Any other ones?
No, I hit the bottom of the list.
Damn it. I want more. Yeah. Find more.
We'll just keep listing.
I just want to talk about superstitions.
No, let's get into it. We have to. We can talk about only the things that interest us.
Like dead tooth morgue guy?
Like who?
Dead tooth morgue guy? Or wait, maybe I wrote that
wrong. What?
The tooth? The tooth guy who... Bad tooth morgue guy?
I thought it's the morgue guy who says people die.
Yeah, and they call him like... There were 2 more guys, and they're like one with a crazy eye or something. And then they're like, no, the one with the bad teeth.
My ears shut off multiple times.
I think so, too.
I can do shotgun workup. I have it right here, unless you have it written down.
I do, too, but go ahead.
Yours might be better, because this is just... It says Addison's patient. Oh, because they died. So Addison had one that died, Burke had one that died, Derek had one that died.
Yep.
And Bailey.
And Bailey.
And then there's Olive Warner. This is
Ollie.
Ollie. That one was, I liked her. Ollie, then Denny Duquette, and then Jesse Fannin, the obsessive compulsive guy, and then Nikki
Ratlin.
Yep, the broken leg.
And Lightning Woman.
Yeah. Okay, that was great. We got shotgun workout.
Go. What? No, you go ahead.
I was just saying, can you imagine starting your day and having someone die and being like, well, I still have to work for the rest of the day?
Like, time of death, 8:14. Like, okay, let's finish this.
Yeah, when she said that too, I was like, that's in the morning.
Yeah, like, let's just finish this fucking shift. Yeah, that'd be terrible.
I don't know why it seems more normal for people to die late at night
than it does in the morning, but yeah, no, I think those type of jobs, I mean, well, like...
That's why I kept thinking, like, do the patients become, like, robots to them? Like...
Probably.
They have to. Robots that they want to live, but, like...
Do we want any robots to live?
I don't know. That's a different discussion.
I don't think so. Good juju. Juju. This is juju, juju, juju. Juju, juju, juju.
Jake calls it, send me, maybe he, not vibes, but like whenever he would have a test or something in college, he would like tell me what time it was at and like send me good whatever at this
good
time.
Good juju.
Yeah, I feel like he used a different word. But yeah, juju, essentially.
Yeah.
And I always just forgot. And I was like, how did it go?
Positive vibes. Prayers.
Prayers.
Prayers and blessings.
Blessings. Yeah, her juju's cocoa, which I'd be down with. Someone give me some juju cocoa.
Yeah.
Meredith throwing that away.
Yeah, that fuck that. It had marshmallows in it, for sure.
Yeah, where did she get that?
The coffee.
I have marshmallows in my pantry. Both mini.
Are you going to say in my pants? I was like, well, give them up, man.
Both mini and full size.
Ooh, that sounds delightful.
Wouldn't that be good in coffee?
I don't see why not.
I want to make a French press after
this.
And put marshmallows in it.
That sounds really good.
Also,
in that scene, Meredith calls Dr. Montgomery Shepherd Addison. Is that okay? Like, I feel like
they're friends.
Oh, yeah. But we don't know that yet. But I feel like that's the first time Meredith says that.
Yeah. Maybe, though, it's because, like, well, Addison is, like, coming up to her and, like...
Yeah, that's true.
You're also right. The best line was when Addison was, like, he was, like, you gave her cocoa. And he's, like, we're friends, aren't we? You're friends with her. And he goes, Meredith and I are friends.
Yeah.
And I laughed. I thought that was, like, funny, but also, like, that's not fair in a wedding, in a marriage. I feel like,
well, no,
it
well,
is,
she was,
but...
Well, not when it's your ex-lover.
That's true. I was going to say, there's a line to be drawn. Yeah.
Nikki has always reminded me of Sarah Silverman.
Yes.
Yeah.
As soon as I saw that again, too, I was like, it's Sarah Silverman. Like,
yeah, you thought the
I
same
had the
thing?
Same thought. Yes. Yeah. I didn't write it down, but that's, I knew it thought made me think of someone. And she's just so like, bleh, bleh.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, she's nuts.
She is a little crazy.
This quote kills me when they're in the, Christina and Meredith are in the elevator, and I think it's Meredith who says it, who calls him Addison the she shepherd.
Yes, I wrote that too. The she shepherd gave me her juju. Yeah. And then Christina goes, I don't like anyone who says juju. Like,
and then doesn't her patients start going juju, 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 juju.
Yeah, that whole scene was great writing.
Yeah.
I just, yeah, that the she shepherd is hilarious.
Yeah, I loved that.
And can we refer to her as that from now on?
Yeah, from now on, Addison is the she shepherd.
Speaking of getting struck by lightning, I get struck by lightning all the time in Zelda. That's all I have to say.
Do you die? Or do your hearts just go
Your down? Hearts go away. And
how do you get struck by lightning?
Because I'm wearing metal armor. I have to take it off and put on a different type of clothing.
Oh, when it starts storming?
Or put away my metal
sword.
Sword, yeah, and use a fucking boko club.
No, don't have time for that. I'll get struck by lightning. Thanks.
I tried to evade lightning. You can't. Like, there was everyone. I was like, why am I getting struck? It was wearing metal.
Oh.
The game is way too smart.
Yeah.
It, like, daytime passes, like, and it, like, looks and the shadows move. Like,
yeah.
It's, I didn't know that all the
Imagine
ones,
making these, being someone who creates these games, who programs them.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when I've been playing this one, I'm like, how?
Like, I don't know, dude.
Those are insane minds.
Yeah.
They are the people, in Black Mirror, that are going to fuck us up someday.
Oh, my God. This is so
the
scary.
People that make video games, I think, are smarter than other things.
Other things?
I don't know, like other careers.
Or I thought you meant like other creatures in this world.
No.
It's like, oh my God, what other things are there out there?
No,
they're gonna fucking fuck us up.
I guess if the world's ever ending, I'm gonna try to find a video game creator and be like, I need you to stick by my side.
We're in this together.
Also, Jake told me if the world ever ends, we should come with him because he has access to the large warehouses where the semi trucks are stored, and it's like these like locked up warehouses that have like supply, like it's like inventory, so he could get us into one of those, like a zombie apocalypse.
Okay, I like this plan because I have a previous plan.
Oh, what is it?
So my friend Kelsey lives, her and her boyfriend Adam live right down the road. Well, this plan might work better from where I live. Because I was like, what if our cars don't work? You know, there's so many different things that could happen. Anyway, so we promise that either I would go there or I would stay in my apartment and they would come get me. And we would take Marge and they would take their cat and we would get in our cars, just pack as much shit as we could.
Go to Martha's first.
Go to Martha's first. Break in, grab all the wine. Her family lives up in the Sioux, so lives up in the UP. And so we would drive to the UP. And honestly, they did say, like, there was some article about, like, in many years, like, after, like, climate change and shit, the UP is going to be, like, the best place to live.
And I believe that.
And so we would drive there, but then it was like, what if the bridge, like, was...
Right, that's
You
the...
know? So then we would... Then we were like, we'll steal a boat and we'll get across, or we'll swim.
The ferry. We'll steal the ferry.
I don't know, man. But, like, that was the plan, to go, like, live up in her parents. I think they have, like, a
That's farm. Good. I like that, too.
So you can come with for that.
If it's zombies, though, and, like, you don't have time...
Oh, dude,
to
I'm going to... Yeah.
Because Jake said... Oh, also Jake was like, and I'm going to, like... Something about to do with, like, cigarettes and booze is what he's going to stockpile, because that will be the most useful form of money.
It's so true.
Because money won't mean anything.
Well, so this is where it gets really scary, because I legitimately started thinking about this when a couple months ago something came up in the news. And I don't know. I was like, the world is ending. But I thought to myself, I was like, I live alone in this apartment. Like, when this happens... If there's, like, a nuclear attack, our cell phones aren't going to work. Like, and my family is just far enough away. I don't want to drive to Grand Haven to find out, like, either my parents aren't there or they're looking for me. So he was like, I need a plan. And then I had that night that I thought of it. I went to dinner to my friend Kelsey's, and I was like, I can't stop thinking about this. So she set up a plan with me because I'm crazy. But I called my mom, and I legitimately told her my plan, and she was like, can I? She was like, I need their... No, she was like, I need their cell phone numbers. Like, just so I can make sure that you're okay.
I was like, our phones won't be working. Like, you're just going to have to trust that, like, maybe someday we'll see each other again. Like, going to the
UP. I didn't know bringing this up would make sense.
No, like, I legitimately have.
You know, though, I guarantee you, Jake would get in his fucking truck and go get BJ.
Oh, he would come get me.
He would be there.
But like, this is the scary part. What if your phones don't work? Like, so Jake doesn't know to come get me.
No, he just would.
But what if I'm not there? Then he's driving around seeking, like,
yeah.
I don't think, no, he's going to be with his wife. And so
I'll be with him. We'll be all in the truck. It'll be very tight.
We need to get weapons. If it's zombies.
I need a traveler's bow.
Oh my God. I'm panicking. Like, I'm starting to sweat thinking about
this. We're going to go to the giant shed or the warehouse and just have all of the cigarette and booze. And then we're going to be really rich.
Yeah.
But then people will try to kill us.
I know. See? There's no good way to get...
And we will just podcast out.
Hello! Hello! Hello!
Yeah. You know, not even Oprah is safe because the mudslides in California, which are insane right now, like so many people have done, her backyard was destroyed and she was standing in mud. So not even Oprah is safe from the end of the world.
No, and California is about to literally break off.
California is having a lot of problems.
Yeah, it's about to break off the United States.
Our friends that I know moved there... They're like wedding planners. And since they moved there, like the fires, they're in Santa Barbara. So the fires they had to evacuate and now the mudslides they've had. Like,
it's so sad.
I was like, come back to Michigan where it's fucking cold but nothing else happens.
We say that now until we have a zombie apocalypse.
But don't you still think like Michigan is not going to be their first choice? Like Chicago would be the closest. Like,
yeah. No, not Detroit.
Yeah, I'd go to the UP with you.
Come to the UP.
We can just keep going to Canada then.
Yeah, just get the fuck out.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, but if you're going up there, like, it's one thing if it's, like, human-to-human war, but what if it's human-to-zombie war? That's a different story.
Yeah, then the warehouse plan, I think, is best.
Okay.
And we'll figure out how to get some auxiliary. We could just drive semis around.
Oh, dude, can you? You just run shit over,
like,
man.
Like a video game.
Yeah, it's gonna be fine.
Is there a zombie video game? I bet there is.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I want to play.
I played, like, one where it's, like, kind of like Walking Dead, where, like, you have to... there's a certain type of name... Listeners, if you know the type of game where you have, like, options, it's, like, kind of like story mode, and then, like, you can, like, say A, B, C, or D to this person. It's like that.
So the new Zelda is like that. It's open world. You like when I talk to a character in the game, like, I have a choice of what I get to say.
And but you get to say whatever you want, or they give you options.
There's options.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I can do, there's like, I have like 8 different missions right now, but I could just ride a horse around if I want to.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to show it to you after this. We need to talk about Grace.
Yeah. How long have we been podcasting and not
about
talking
about zombies?
Grace? And superstitions.
41 minutes.
Oh my God. Whoa. Should we take a break and like recollect our thoughts about Grey's Anatomy or just keep going?
Let's just keep going.
Trucking through.
Okay. Let's just talk about the parts that really impacted us.
Bailey had a teaching moment. I loved it.
Which
when she
one?
Was talking to the lightning woman and she said, spleen trumps horoscope.
Oh, yeah. That's all she needed to say.
Yeah. But she gave like a quick teaching moment because she didn't have one in her last episode.
No, she was too busy with little Tuck.
Yeah.
Poor Denny having to deal with Alex being in there. Alex is just the worst. Let's talk really quickly about George and his mission to get Burke's scrub cap. First of all, scrub cap?
Yeah.
First of all, didn't know both of them have lucky scrub caps.
Who's
That's a hard
one?
Word to say. Say it.
Scrub cap.
I keep wanting to say scrub pack.
Scrub cap. Who else has
a lucky
one?
Well, Derek, where's the
fairy
bell one? Yeah. Well, his thing, I guess, is it's a beautiful day to save lives.
Yeah.
Which is just pleasant.
It is. It's so nice.
Except when it doesn't work. Then
yeah,
I'm
then
like,
that sucks.
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, but when George is like, you know, put on this mission to get it back, and he says, Christina has something of mine. Burke says, Christina has something of mine, and I need you to get it back.
And then do you see George, like, kind of rolled his eyes in the elevator? When George goes into the bathroom... And Christina's like, that's my breast.
That's my breast.
And then Callie like walks out. That scene is hilarious.
It's so weird too, though. Yeah. Like, he's aggressive.
Yeah.
Sort of. If maybe I'm just too sensitive to it in the constant or the current state of like. But
that scene would not fly.
No.
Right.
Sometimes Jake like jokingly like attacks me. Okay, listeners, this is
this is foreplay. This is what foreplay is.
No.
Just screwing.
No, just screwing. But no, just like I don't know. I'll be like, it's like when I'm trying to get. I mean, he knows I'm afraid of the basement. If we're both down here and it's dark, he'll like run past me. And he'll like push me like quickly so I'm stuck in the dark. And then he'll close the door and hold it so that I'm like trapped in here in the dark.
That's terrible.
Yeah, he does it not for long. Like just like
whatever. Long enough.
But then he does.
Long enough for you to get turned on?
No, this has nothing to do with turned on. Or like if I say like, oh my God, I really have to pee. Then he'll like tickle me. Like his joy, I think, is like trying to bring me to peeing my pants. Probably because it's not that hard. And in those moments, like I get in like a panic. I'm like, don't hold me down. Like,
yeah.
Because
does McCoy freak out?
He's like, I would never hurt you. I'm like,
does McCoy freak out?
McCoy just like gets riled up and then goes and grabs one of his toys and starts ripping it to shreds. Like he like just feels like must destroy. Like, yeah. I've tried pretending like Jake is hurting me to see if he would like yelling, and I'm like, and he doesn't do anything.
Well, he probably knows that Jake would never hurt anyone or anything.
But what if he was? My dog would just eat a toy.
So what would happen? Well, at least you know.
At least I know. Okay.
Did we know that Chief was an elf?
No, elfaholic. He loves elves. He's EA, Elfaholics Anonymous. You're an elfaholic.
What's an elfa?
Someone that loves elves. Legolas.
Oh. I was thinking like Christmas elves.
Oh, I was going to send you too. There's an emoji that looks like Legolas.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it.
Okay. I just found it and I was like, oh my God.
To be fair, I like Orlando Bloom more than I like Legolas. Like a real human, not like a fictional character.
Whatever.
Although his bow and arrow, he never runs out of arrows.
Kind of looks like Link.
He kind of does, yeah. But I was kind of like I thought Link was kind of hot in N64.
Jake keeps calling Link Lane. He's like, what's Lane doing? Like, his name is Link. And he kept calling Zelda Zillow. Like the princess Zillow. Oh, God. Okay. So first of all, this episode is all about emotional songs. We get some real bangers.
Oh, bangers. I wrote, there is this really epic...
Why are you looking at me like that? I'm waiting to see what you have to say.
There's this really epic line. Well, the line isn't, but it says, you're making a pretty big mess. And the song right after said something like, the mess you're making with me. It was like, bing, bing. It was like, oh, shit. I see
great
what you
timing.
Did there. Yeah.
Was it the song? So it's when... So Richard, we find out he's an alcoholic and that's his like old sponsor.
It's that song.
Yeah. So it's Anna Nalick and it's called Catalyst. And I... When I heard it, I had like an emotional response. And I was like, I don't remember who sings this, but I know the song. So I Shazammed it. Got it. And it's because I think after seeing this episode of Grey's, I really liked that song, downloaded it. Mm. I have Anna Nalick's whole album. Like, I used to love her and listen to it in my very, like, emotional time of high school.
What's her big song?
I think it's Cattle. I thought it was that song.
I thought there was another one.
I'll look.
Does she do Breathe?
Oh, yeah, she does. Yeah, yeah. Just yeah, breathe. So they use her a lot.
Yeah.
But that was just such a beautiful song. I always loved it. And we learn also that Ellis drove him to alcoholism.
Yeah. Okay. So this is the first time we've heard of this.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So it just was good thing after ever. Like, first we find out he's an alcoholic. Then we learn that this was like an old sponsor, which I love their relationship together, that she like calls him out on his shit.
Yep.
And then we learn that like the reason, well, not the reason, but like the stuff that happened with Ellis drove him to become an alcoholic.
Or to hit his rock bottom.
To hit his rock bottom. Sorry, that's what I meant. Yeah. So she's like afraid that
is going to happen again.
Right. Which I watch Shameless right now, and there's a lot in the show to do with like people, like alcoholics and their sponsors. Like that's like a huge part of the show. And I just think it's the coolest like relationship. Like it's a cool thing.
Yeah.
And I just liked Ollie. She was like a great character.
Too. Yeah.
And like at the end when you think she's going to die because you know someone's going to die, but you don't know who.
Yeah.
When he comes out and all of like, you can tell her people are there.
Yeah. Oh. So good.
Yeah. It was just great. George. I wrote, okay, George eating. Oh, this is big, you guys. I have an announcement. I no longer would date George. Like, wow. Like, I was holding out for a while. Like, I could be like, oh, but George, and which I don't know when, maybe there's a time in the future where but that eating scene. And when
oh my God, with that, like, ham.
Or, and
like,
when he's close to Christina, he keeps getting closer to her. Like, I was like, nope.
No.
I'm done. I'm throwing in the towel.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
And I'm then glad. I wrote, George is insane. That was.
Yeah, he is. Wait, when this is the episode where Izzy and Karev get kicked out of the surgery, and I wrote, wait, why was Bert going to have three interns scrubbing in anyway? Because he tells George, he's like, let's go scrub in. And then Izzy and Karev were going to scrub in too.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make any sense.
A really complicated one?
Doesn't make sense.
Quit it with the not making sense.
It doesn't.
Yeah, that was just... it just, Alex is just the biggest. He's the worst.
Well, then I said, uh-oh, Alex, what a dick, starting locker room shit.
Yeah.
That was fucked up.
And that, like, that was, like, hitting George in, like, core, like.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, being just mean, because he is so emotionally stunted. He doesn't know where to put his anger.
Yeah, I was gonna say, he's hurt, and he's lashing out just wherever.
Yeah.
And it was just so sad that, like, telling George to be a man, get over it, like...
Yeah.
In front...
Really, Karev is talking to himself.
You're right, totally.
Be a man, get over it.
Right. Also, he's doing it in front of Meredith and all of the people, which I'm kind of pissed none of them... Well, I guess she goes, Alex, but, yeah. Like, whatever.
Was Christina there, too? Yeah. Izzy wasn't there. No, because Izzy was in Denny's room.
Right, crying,
which,
staring at him.
Oh, shit.
She kissed him.
Izzy kisses Denny. I said, also, with the blinds open... Did you notice that?
I did.
Like, wouldn't you be a little worried?
A little bit. She's lost all inhibition.
Yeah.
But it's during with the part when we don't know who's going to die yet, like, that it's playing How to Save a Life. Which
I wrote How to Save a Life.
I wrote How to Save a Life, iconic.
Yeah, me too. Well, I didn't write iconic.
But you knew it. You thought it. Yeah. That's
fucking Frey, man.
They were so good.
How to Save a Life. What's the other one that they do, though?
I don't know. I love their whole series.
If I lay here... If you just lay here. Isn't that them? Would you lie with me?
No, that's Chasing Cars.
Oh.
Which is in this season.
Oh.
In the finale.
And then there's like 18 other versions of it throughout the season.
Yes. The Fray was so good, though.
Oh, you found me.
You found me. Wait. You hated them?
Yeah.
I owned the CD. I can picture it as a little light bulb.
Oh, God. I did not like them. And that song just became way too overplayed. Let's be real.
Yeah, it did. But it was great in this moment.
Oh, yeah. No, it was so good. I was happy to hear it in this moment.
I got GGBs.
You did?
Yeah, just because, like...
It felt very great.
Richard and Ollie, like, that just... And then when I really thought for some reason that she died. Like, when he was going out there. I, like, forgot that she didn't die.
Yeah.
And then I knew Denny wasn't going to die, but... And just, like, Karev being so mean to George and just
all of it. It felt very classic Grace of, like, lots going on.
I liked it a lot. Why did I write, you called her ma'am? Oh, he calls Callie ma'am. Sorry, this was later. In the bathroom. Yeah. And she's like, she's never going to sleep with you.
Yeah.
I liked the drama. I liked the, like, knowing someone was going to die, but not knowing who.
Yeah.
I thought it was good.
I thought it was when George calls Callie at the end, like, on the cell phone. Mm-hmm. And he says to her, I love to watch you set bones.
Yeah. What? She loved it, too.
Yeah.
I like that she was playing kind of hard to get, though, like...
Well, he hadn't called multiple times.
And he hung up, which also when she's like, that's stalkerish,
yeah.
Like, which was also funny, but.
He just wasn't ready. But now that he is, he calls after Alex tells him to get over it.
Yeah, it's part of me was like, okay, that was mean, but clearly it helped.
Yeah, like, get over it.
Yeah.
Like, and also I think for like the storyline and like.
It needed to end.
And it had to have some type of resolution. And it's definitely not going to be like him being like, Meredith, it's okay.
Right. Cause it wasn't.
Yeah.
And him finding a new love interest is the perfect way for it to change. Great writing. God.
Yeah. Really. Just doing a great job. Do you want to say anything about, I don't really have anything to say about OCD character.
No.
No. I mean, he had some, like, funny little things.
It was just to fill in the superstition.
Right. And then the lightning woman, she died. That sucks.
Yeah.
It was sad.
Kind of crazy.
Well, yeah. Her boyfriend,
I said, uh-oh, Nikki is cray-cray, and her boyfriend is not really her boyfriend.
Yeah, classic storyline.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
But I thought it was the part, I think it was in the same How to Save a Life, when she starts to panic, and when Meredith is like, he called.
Yeah.
He, like, because she's trying to, like, it's like whenever they're doing something to help someone, even if it's, like, a last resort, is always just very emotional to me.
Yeah.
I don't. You said you had so much more to say about this episode.
I thought I had more, but I just really liked it.
I did too. Like, I like the superstition thing. And the last line was, don't diss the juju from wherever it comes. Yes. I love that.
Yep. And I mean, like, I'm just going to straight up go ahead and tell you I'm going to rate it 6.
Shit.
It filled all of the needs for me. It had humor and sadness and.
I really liked it. I'm going to do 5.5 scalpels.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah.
Do we have any?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Some are trivia, whatever. This was Addison's debut of her unique scrub cap. Prior to this, Addison had been wearing the standard Navy attending scrub cap since she was officially part of the staff. What did it look like? I don't even remember.
Is it pink on it?
Maybe. There's a goof.
Ooh, yes. I love the goofs.
The paramedics tell the doctors that Jesse Fannin is 32, but Christina later tells Derek that he's 34.
Wow.
Who finds those?
Yeah.
Who is scouring?
Like, goof. I don't know. I feel like I'd like that job.
They'd have to watch it and write down every fact.
That's what I feel like I would like that job.
Like, we're doing that anyways?
Yeah. Because think about it. I'm always like, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense.
True. They should have had cynical. They should have had you on staff.
They should have.
Just for looking forward into the future... We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 episodes left.
Of season two. That's not that many.
No. And is the finale, do you know, isn't it two, like, because it's a 2 hours. Yeah. We only have 1, 2, 3, 4 more, like, not finale episodes.
Oh, a character has to show up quite soon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't realize he's not in that many episodes.
Of this season?
Yeah.
Yeah. We can, I mean, like, we know. It's not really.
The vet. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No shit. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And a lot of characters are going to pop up.
Yeah.
Dude, this finale.
It's so fucking good. I can't wait.
I can't either. I'm kind of sad it will then be over because I don't remember, like, I mean, I do remember the next seasons, but, like, this was the finale that was, like.
That was the finale.
Yeah. I still watch it.
And, I do too, and I still cry.
Yeah. Still. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. We have to watch them together for sure.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, that's all. Oh my, we are almost to the minute, the same time as the last week.
Wow.
56 we're at right now.
Anything else you want to say?
Just check out Patreon.
Check out Patreon. Like us on Instagram.
And,
if you have any.
Ooh, superstitions. I want to know about
superstitions, or if you have any, like, end-of-the-world plans that you'd like us to be in on or just want to tell us about.
That would be such a fun conversation starter in the Facebook group.
Yeah, I'm really interested in, like, if people have ever really thought about that. Like, some people might even... There are, like doomsdayers.
Preppers.
Yeah, yeah, doomsday preppers who, like, are you one of them? I have thought about becoming one, so let me know how it's working for you.
I'm going to bring that lamp with me.
Yeah, perfect. Don't you get nervous about your pets, too? It's different for a dog, like, bringing your dog with you, be like, McCoy, come on. But, like, Marge, what if, like, a big... Like,
you'd have to put her in, a crate.
But what if I can't get to her because she's so scared? And then it's like, we're running out of time and someone's honking the horn and she's under the bed and I'm just like, oh, I have to go, and I leave.
You need to put a leash on her so you can just drag her out. Like, make her...
But we don't know that the world is ending, so I can't always...
She needs to start wearing a harness now.
You're right. I need to go home.
Also, I get more scared about dogs, though, too, because, like, Jake, we have had the conversation, like, if we're camping in the woods and a bear is attacking us, do we let McCoy, like, fend off the bear for us? Like, if, let's say, like, a bear is gonna get us, but McCoy, like, jumps in the middle and starts, like, foxing the hounding, you know?
Yeah. Foxing the hounding.
Like, at the end, like, do we just run? Like, use that time to our advantage? Or do we, like, try to protect him?
You run.
I know, but, like...
But how do
picture
you?
Marge fending off a bear for
oh,
you.
Oh, she'd fucking... She'd just do a little dance. Just
but, like, you'd want to...
Oh, my God, yeah. They're your child.
And then what if McCoy does survive, but we're gone and we can't go back? This is a horrible thought. And he doesn't even like me sometimes because I cough.
I don't know, man. That's a tough one.
Yeah. So anyways, I hope I'm not ever. That's why I don't want to go camping anywhere where there's bears.
I don't want to go outside ever. Scary things happen out there. I'm serious.
I know. That's kind of why, like, so sometimes I just really appreciate winter.
Yeah, because you don't have to pretend that you like the outdoors. Yeah. You yes. don't have to be like, I love hiking.
Yeah.
Like actually, there are bugs. There are large animals.
Yeah.
I get very hot and sweaty, mm-hmm. and my heart rate goes up. And I don't like that.
Yeah. So we don't have to
put me on a beach, for sure. Right. I do love camping, but my idea of camping, I like rustic camping, but in Michigan, where I know there probably aren't many bears.
And not like, crazy bugs.
Like, no. And like literally, I like to take my top off and drink gin and tonics. That's my idea of camping.
Yeah.
The minute you're like, let's go on a 4 mile hike, I'm like, fucking see you later. You guys go.
My idea
of camping. I'll be passed out in
the tent. I was saying, my idea of you camping is that iconic photo of you without a top on, sleeping.
On a beach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, laying on a blanket. Yep. Just. And that was, I was actually not sleeping. I was passed out because I had drank.
You looked so great, like graceful passed out.
Though. I wasn't like passed out, but I would like was day drinking and I was like, I just shut my eyes for a minute.
Mm-hmm. I passed out camping by, again, pass out meaning like I willingly closed my eyes and laid down. Like it wasn't like I don't remember choosing to do that, but by the campfire on the beach wearing like a winter coat. Like a hood over me and spooning McCoy for warmth.
So nice.
It was the best. I was like, there's nowhere else I'd rather be than sleeping right here.
Yeah.
Jake lost a bet and had to jump in Lake Michigan.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
You know what sounds nice, though? Sunshine and a beach.
I know.
And chairs.
I know.
Like on the beach.
Yeah.
Not like in the sand.
Just chairs.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, anyway, should I call Time of Death?
Can I do it?
Yeah. Do you know what it is? Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's a good one. Time of Death, 1717.
Ooh,
superstitious.
Beep.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.